Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Governor Greg Abbott has yet to call a runoff in Texas's 18th congressional district between Democrats Christian Menifee and Amanda Edwards. State and federal election laws require Abbott to call the election between 70 and 77 days after the completion of the official election canvass, according to UH Law Center Professor David Frumkin.
The additional delay that we're now experiencing with the runoff, I think, is a further reason to think that the voters would have benefited from calling the special election in May rather than postponing it until November.
Harris County expects to canvass the first round results Thursday. The state election code requires that the runoff take place on a Saturday, which effectively requires the Secretary of State to set the date for January 24th. It's been a week since Texas voters approved Proposition 3, which gives district court judges the discretion to deny bail to people accused of certain violent or sexual offenses. As News 88.7's Sarah Gruno reports, it's still not clear yet how the new law could affect Harris County's efforts to reduce the jail population.
The Harris County jail population has decreased by more than 1,000 inmates since the beginning of this year. County officials say that's because they're trying cases faster and diverting nonviolent offenders into treatment programs. Ashley Blackburn, a criminal justice professor with the University of Houston downtown, says that it's too early, however, to know if judges denying bail more often could result in a larger jail population.
Time is going to tell how long the delays actually are and how many more people will be kind of caught in a situation given the change in the language of the offenses for which offenders could be denied bail.
Harris County has ended one contract to outsource jail inmates to other private detention facilities. The jail population is expected to continue decreasing into next year. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
In college basketball, the University of Houston Cougars men's team are the number one team in the country right now. They jumped up a spot, overtaking Purdue in the AP top.